You are listening to Ratchet and the Geek, the intersection of social media, pop culture, and technology, brought to you by Lovey from AwesomelyLovey.com. She's a humor writer, a social media strategist, and the co-founder of the Red Pump Project. And me, Scott Hanselman from Hanselman.com. I'm a software engineer, web guy, former computer science professor, and a guy with too many gadgets. And together, we will bring you everything that we know and think about TV, movies, games, gadgets, stories of fail, the dumbest tweets you've ever heard, product recommendations, and lots more. Here on Ratchet and the Geek.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Are we ready?
You need to clap. One, two, three, and then you got to clap too. One, two. I'm going to put that in the show.
You know what, Phil? All right. Oh, fail. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay, one, two, three, clap. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Boom, we got it that time.
And they say your people don't have rhythm.
Right. Hey, okay, I thought you meant clap right then, okay?
Don't blame me. Don't clap on the downbeat. All right. Okay, here we go. And we're back. It's a new year, a new day. It's a new episode of Ratchet and the Geek.
Yes.
Lovey, how are you?
I am good. I'm good.
I have to say, on behalf of Ratchet and the Geek fans everywhere, I am so happy that you have come out of your number of vacations and workations.
Man,
you had some pretty amazing couple of months here.
Look, okay, I was just like YOLO around the world. So, not really around the world, I'm lying. I went to Puerto Rico, Vegas, and St. Thomas, and St. John.
I don't even know where those places are except for Vegas. I heard about that one. But I will say that I was getting a little jealous of your Instagrams because you became one of those people who just took pictures of your legs on the beach.
I did.
I mean, you know we don't like those people. And I'm like, oh, there's Lovey's legs on another beach.
One of those people because this winter has been treacherous. So the opportunity to be on a beach in 90 degrees was like heaven, okay? It was paradise. Yeah.
They were pretty great pictures. I mean, some of them. And I love that you kept saying no filter because you know someone's at a good beach, not like the cheesy beach, but you were at the awesome beach.
Right.
You're like, no filter.
Just so y'all know, I wasn't adding any type of rise filter to it.
Yeah, those no filter shots were amazing. What other big trips do you have coming up?
In a week and a half, I'm headed to Lagos for Social Media Week Lagos. And I will be speaking there. I'm giving a blogging masterclass, and I'm on a panel about traveling.
Mm-hmm. How far is it? Is it a big deal to go to Lagos? Like, where do you fly through? Like, Amsterdam?
You can fly through many. There's, like, so many different flights. Like, Delta actually has a direct flight from Atlanta that goes every day. But we are flying British Airways because coming back, we are stopping in London for, like, 11 hours. So we're going to sightsee.
Wow, rock on. That's cool.
So.
I'll be in Germany and then Montreal. And then I'm going to South by Southwest. Are you going to South by?
No.
Oh, this is going to suck.
See, okay, so what's funny
is... What am I going to do?
Man, right? So what's funny is I actually have a gold badge to South by Southwest because I was a judge this year. So I just have a gold badge that's basically going to be wasted. I'm actually going to be in Princeton University for the weekend for a convening with a group I'm a part of. So that's why I couldn't go to South by. I had to drop out of a panel I was a part of too at South by. Yeah, all the homies will be at South by without me. Salty
about it. I don't know. I mean, seriously, I might just leave early. I got nothing to do.
Well, you know, Francesca's going. Pryor will be there. There's some of the homies. Catherine Finney's, of course, going to be there. So,
I've got people. I'm going to hang out with Catherine on the weekend. So, yeah, cool. All right. Well, if Cheska Lee's going to be there, then I'll be all right.
Yeah, you've been kicking it.
I was worried. I'm like, I don't want to be by myself.
Okay. Dude, first of all, you're like a rock star South by Southwest, so you would not be alone.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to be like sad guy who's just checking in on Foursquare hoping people are going to come and hang out with me. I mean,
like, come meet me at the... Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no scandal, and I'm struggling to fill the void in my life with other TV shows that are not Scandal.
I have missed Scandal so much.
There's nothing on television.
Thursdays are so empty in my life right now. I just don't need... Today is Thursday. What am I going to do with my life? Nothing.
Reruns of The Mindy Project and New Girl, maybe?
Which I'm not watching. No.
You don't like those shows?
No. I watched... 5 episodes of The Mindy Project. I couldn't get with it. I did not laugh one time. Yeah, I just...
It's kind of like mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's an acquired taste. You either...
Yeah. Right. You like it or you don't.
Yeah. So you're just spending time on Bravo? Is that what you're watching?
So I've been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta.
See, I mean, it's not a good show. They're not good people.
Candy's
okay, but Candy's, I'm just
cool.
Saying.
Phaedra's my favorite, but Candy's cool. Nene, Cynthia, what's the other ones? Kenya Moore, who I cannot stand. My gosh, she is just insufferable nuisance. But yeah, no, it's not about them being good people. It's just really, really awful, great TV. That makes sense.
Awful, great TV. It's like a telenovela, except these are real people.
Yes, exactly that. So you just want to watch the chaos. And I'm looking forward to the Sundays because somebody's fighting. I don't know.
Somebody's fighting?
Yeah.
Someone's getting their wig snatched on Roa this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Every week. I'm basically the worst. I'm the person people write about that's like contributing to stereotypes. But I really enjoy Real Housewives. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Do you think about that? Like, that's a problem, right? Like, I mean, a show can come on with some crazy white people and people just go, hey, those are some crazy white people.
Right.
But if something like Roa comes on or Being Mary Jane or whatever, and if people feel like this now has to represent all black folks.
Right. And I understand the argument. I just can't help it. I really like shitty TV.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch... I'm trying to get into dramas right now. I'm watching Almost Human, which is
cool.
Where's
that on?
Almost Human is on Fox. It's with the Michael Ealy, the guy with the light eyes.
Oh, he's fine. Never watched
he's
it.
He's a robot.
Really?
It's like watching a movie. What's great about the show, it's like a movie every week. Like, because it's got the guy from Star Trek who played, what's his name? Carl Urban. He's like a movie star. It's got Michael Ealy. So it's got like people who are famous, super special effects, robots getting blown up. He's a RoboCop type robot, except he's the one with a soul. They keep talking about he has like, he's the special robot. All the other robots don't have personality.
Okay.
He has a personality. And he does crazy stuff. He speaks like 3 different languages. Like he got shot once and it hit him in the language center. So he spent the whole episode speaking Korean.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I might have to check it out.
It's a really good
show.
If
it's on Hulu Plus, I can watch the whole
season. It is
season.
On Hulu
okay,
Plus.
Okay, cool. Because I'm a Hulu Plus addict. Stuff that's not on Netflix, I find on Hulu Plus.
And he is really, he's a robot with personality. I think you'll dig it. I've been watching that. And it's literally like a good science fiction movie every week. It's super high production values.
Okay.
2000, I think it's like 2040 or 2080. So they got like fancy iPads. Oh, they got this thing where you hold your hand up and the iPad projects onto your palm. So people are having Skype calls talking to each other's palms, which is
extremely
cool.
That's going to happen, basically.
I'm waiting for it. I want to have the contact lens Google Glass.
Okay, first of all, Google Glass kind of scares me.
Did you wear one?
No, I don't want a computer image projected on my eyeball. I just don't want it. I don't know. I'm good.
I saw this old couple walking down the street holding hands, and that's usually very cute, right? Mm-hmm. And then they turned a corner, and I could see that the guy had a Bluetooth headset on. And not like one of those little tiny ones.
Oh, no.
But like the big giant one where it's like, I'm ready to take a tech support call.
Yes, those are awful.
There's no scenario where that is okay. I mean,
wow.
I know this is like a get off my lawn kind of situation, but is that do young people think this is acceptable?
I don't know what other young people think, but first of all, that giant headset, it does look like you're perpetually at a tech center. What are you doing? There's this one dude who I went to college with who every picture he has from the past 5 years, there's a Bluetooth headset in his ear, and he looks like a fool. And I'm just like, why does he do that?
You are not, you know, Ari or whatever from Entourage. I mean, unless you are a doctor or a surgeon or some kind of sports broker, there is no scenario where you need to have a Bluetooth in your ear all the time.
None. Zero. Zip.
Yeah. I tried Google Glass. A buddy of mine had it, and it's not easy to see. You end up like looking like...
Scott is currently rolling his eyes to the back of his head.
I'm just like, you have to like roll one eye up and to the right, and you're gonna fall and hurt yourself.
And everyone looks really, really dorky, rocking the glass. I need people to understand this. I've seen folks take pictures, not with the Google Glass as like the intention for the picture, but like just with the Google Glass on while they're taking the picture. It looks really stupid.
Yeah. Do you think it looks stupider than holding up an iPad and taking a picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I will say so. Because if you are holding up the iPad to take a picture, you're not in the picture. You just look stupid to everybody around you. If you're wearing Google Glass in your picture, this picture is permanently you in Google Glass, and you look like a dork.
Yep.
So.
And I think the batteries only last a couple hours. I'm old. Not buying it. I don't see it. It's not going to happen.
I'm young and I don't see it. So
good. There is hope. There is hope yet for the young people.
Yes, as a representation of young people everywhere, Google Glass looks like a dork. Yeah. So, other TV. You know, I haven't really with Scandal off. I've been really kind of watching HGTV. I've been watching a lot of HGTV. House Hunters. Oh, really? Yes, because I'm young old.
You love House Hunters because people on House Hunters are like, I need a 3-bedroom, multi-floor,
yes,
and my budget is $500 a month.
You'd be like, what? No, what kills me is when they walk in and they're like, this bathroom color sucks. How about you just get a $40 can of paint and work it out? I love House Hunters because they're so difficult and awesome. So one day you will see me on House Hunters International. Because I am getting a winter home for winters such as this. And I'll be like, I don't hear the beach from here. So it's not close enough. Mark my words.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever spent the weekend looking at houses you can't afford?
No. I have done
you
that for
totally
gadgets.
You should totally do that. I have done that. Like before I was married, I would like get a friend and we pretend to be a married couple. And we would totally go to open houses. And we would like make up a whole story about, you know.
Oh my God.
Seriously, you should totally do that. Get a friend, go be a married couple, check out houses.
You know
and
what?
Just like, yeah, I love this view, but I can't hear the beach. I love
you know
that.
What? I could totally do that. In fact, I need to go get my friends to do that. See? And I'll record the whole thing and yes. I'll tell you guys how. And I'll be
put
like,
it
where's
on YouTube.
I'll be like, where's a crown molding?
Mm.
Yes.
You have to do this.
I have to do this.
Can I just film this? Is that okay?
Right, is that my okay? Because I want to make sure my, because you know, my mom likes to have decision making mm-hmm. Information into like what
nice.
We do. So, and
I would watch House Hunter
awesome.
Lovey Edition. That
yes!
would be amazing.
House Hunter's Lovey should totally happen. It's going to be a high rise apartment in Chicago. It's going to be awesome.
I would pay to see you see really like really swag apartments in Chicago, like
yes.
penthouse level.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna make it happen.
Seriously, it would be cheap. Just film it, and just you gotta like have a fake name and a background. Make yourself a surgeon or something. Be a brain
Ooh,
surgeon.
Yes, I'm doing a brain surgeon.
I'm doing my residency here.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, yes. Okay. I have to make up a whole persona now. Yeah. I think my name will be like my last name has to be Devereaux. I just really like that last name.
Devereaux.
Yes.
Like Blanche Devereaux.
Yes, like Blanche.
Are you gonna have an accent?
No, I can't do accents well. So, no.
Oh. I think you should be from North Carolina.
I am awful at acting and anything that's not myself.
From the, you know, the Devereaux family from Carolina.
They're going to be like, this Devereaux family sounds very Chicago.
Yeah, I think that you would probably, you'd slip and you'd be a little Chicago.
I'd probably even call myself Lovey halfway through. It would be terrible, but, you know, I could try.
I would totally pay to see that. That would
awesome.
Be awesome.
Oh, man.
Do you have any gadgets? You buy anything recently?
It's
been a couple of months.
iPad Mini. I have my iPad Mini, which I am
in
love with.
You finally got one.
I am in love with it. It is the best size. I just throw it in my bag. Anytime I'm leaving the house, I have my iPad Mini with me. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have an iPad, of course, but now I don't even touch it.
Yeah.
iPad Mini.
Oh, did you have the one with the Retina display, the really good screen?
Nah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I just have the regular one.
My wife, you get the cover? My wife got the little pink magnetic cover.
Yeah, I have the red magnetic cover. Of course it has to be red.
Of course.
So yeah, I have it. Of course I have another gadget too. I was like I haven't bought any gadgets in the past couple of lies. These are lies. I also have my Samsung S5.
Mm-hmm.
So I upgraded my phone. Love
this.
It
is a phablet, right? This is a giant phone.
You will not hate, thou shalt not hate about the S5, which is a far superior phone to the iPhone. Please let us make sure that is known, because mm-hmm. it is fact.
I got a giant phone. This phone is as big as my head.
Okay, that phone is huge. What is
this
that?
This is the Nokia Lumia 1520.
Oh, yeah. The Lumia 1080p. Is fantastic.
Look at that. You see how you're seeing me on Skype. Everyone else isn't. But watch how the sun itself is obscured as I cover my face. There's like a shadow looming because of the giant phone.
See, I usually have my Samsung S5. The contrast, like the how light the screen is.
Brightness?
The brightness, yeah. It's at like 20%.
Oh, because you got to keep that all day battery life.
Well, no. It actually has really good battery. It's just really, it's a bright screen. Look at that.
Wow. It's big.
Right. And you don't need 100% screen because you will probably go blind.
You're all about the Samsung life.
I love Samsung life. They make phenomenal phones.
Do you want the watch? Do you want the $300 watch?
If somebody gives it to me, I'm not buying it. First of all, I don't wear watches. But if somebody gives me the Samsung watch, I'll think about wearing it. I actually own watches. I own like 5. I just don't wear
them.
But
I never see you wearing a watch.
I just forget I own them.
I'm just trying to get a sense. You're not going to wear Google Glass. You don't have a Fitbit. You're not really a watch person. You'll carry a tablet in your purse.
None of what I do makes sense. So you can't. There's no pattern there. You can't figure out anything about it.
You're the consumer. We need to crack the nut and figure out, what does this techie want? What did we sell,
Lovey? I am a techie who still wants to hold on to some old school stuff. Like, I'm the techie who doesn't have any push notifications on any apps on my phone.
That, you know, I respect you so much more that you've told me that. Because I do not need to be pushed notifications. Like, just the idea of push notifications. Unless there's a fire and I need to exit the building. Don't push anything to me. I'll get it when I get it.
When I feel like getting it. I will click the app and go check my mentions on Twitter. I will click the app on Gmail and go check my emails. I don't need them to all constantly be coming into my phone. That would drive me nuts. So,
I turned off the automatic retrieval of email.
Me too.
When I want, I go into email and I pull to refresh.
Me too. I turned off automatic sync for Google for my phone. So it's all about trying to have control of my headspace and information overload. And I think we are too geeked to be all about the whole notification life. So
yes. It's a false sense of urgency.
Well,
I don't need
that. I don't need it.
Not the kind
of
gadgets I want in my life.
I sure don't. What else you got? I know you got something else.
I like gadgets that improve my personal space. You said headspace. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my office space. So okay. I got this thing. I showed it to you a minute ago, so hopefully you can describe it correctly. But I've got LED lights, like a Christmas lights, but there's like a strip of LED lights around the back of my monitor. Remember the Philips Ambilight? It was the big TV with the lights around the back.
Mm-hmm.
So if your screen is like got a blue sky at the top and green grass at the bottom, you'd actually have this glowing ambient light coming out the top and the bottom. That would be blue at the top and green in the bottom.
Mm.
So I got that. It's at lightpack.tv.
It's pretty cool.
I just installed it. It's really cool.
Because I saw it on Skype right now. It's actually pretty cool. Who else would Scott would want their computer to like change lights whenever he changes the background? It is so random, but it fits.
But it's like a mood lighting, you know what I mean? Like if I turn the lights out and I'm coding late into the night and my my wallpaper changes or something, this kind of like soft mood glow comes around the outside.
Scott is setting the ambiance in his office for himself.
Hey, girl. How you doing? Yeah, you know, I just play my old Boys to Men tapes and I have my little sad LED lights.
And you have your LED, as you code, sad love songs. Yes.
Nice. Sad love song. Baby, I know you cheated on me, baby, but hey, I just girl. Didn't care. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Like Boys to Men. Hey, girl. Oh, that's fancy.
So you're traveling, but you're not going to Russia.
Oh, God. Okay. First of all, I am officially obsessed with keeping up with the madness that is happening at the Sochi Olympics.
Where's the Real Housewives of Sochi? I would watch that.
No, the Real Olympians of Sochi.
The Real Olympians of Sochi.
Or the Real Journalists of Sochi. I would watch that. So, for the people who don't know, Sochi Winter Olympics is kicking off today. The opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. So, Sochi's in Russia. It's a resort town in Russia. Now, you're probably saying, hey, isn't it the Winter Olympics? You are absolutely correct. They are having the Winter Olympics in a resort town where it currently there is no snow on the ground. So what they did was they stockpiled like 16 tons of fake snow to use for the games. And you're like, oh, well, that doesn't sound so bad. No, no, it doesn't. Except, one, Russia has these draconian anti-gay laws now that criminalize homosexuality. So that was like the first piece of, oh, this Olympics will probably not be the best ones, right?
Right, right. When the mayor of Sochi announced, we have no gays here.
Right. He said, there's no gays in my place. And somebody was like, but I went to a gay club. And he's like, show me. I will close them down. What? So, utterly ridiculous. Like, it's such a human rights issue. So, journalists get to Sochi this week. CNN, they booked 11 hotel rooms for their crew. Mm-hmm. When they showed up, one room was ready.
After this isn't a day. Like ready, like the beds made. We're talking about like some of these aren't been built.
Built, like they're doing construction on them still. So after one day, CNN has one room out of their 11. That room, the curtain rod fell. So other journalists are like live tweeting their problems. A couple of journalists have gotten stuck in their rooms because when they close the door locks from the outside.
Yeah, one of the guys had the doorknob fall off.
One journalist actually got locked in and had to jump out the window to get out. Okay. And then on top of that, they are masculine stray dogs.
Oh.
Because, really? Yeah, because they hadn't told the population to spay and neuter their dogs. So they have thousands of stray dogs around Sochi. So what they're doing is they contracted a pest control company to poison the dogs.
Oh, man. It's That's just really a downer.
Bad across every angle. And then they ran out of pillows at Olympic Village. Was math busy? Like, did y'all not count how many Olympians were coming and then figure out how many pillows? So they actually asking residents to give up their pillows for the Olympians.
That is a first world problem right there. Give your pillows up for the people.
Oh, and Scott, you would like this one. Hackers are hacking phones the moment people turn it on in Russia.
So yeah, I heard that there's like mass Wi-Fi and cell phone hacking right now.
Yeah, they said like if you turn on your phones in baggage claim, basically kiss your data goodbye.
It is a sad, sad thing. And if you look at this on the map, it's in a really interesting location because Russia is massive, in case you had not heard. This is in like imagine Russia taking over right all of the North Asia. Mm-hmm. This is down on the corner, lower left corner of Russia, down by Turkey on the east side of the Black Sea. It's kind of like, you know, north of Georgia. It's in a weird kind of backwoods area there. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, let's just have the Olympics in Long Beach. You know what I mean?
Winter Olympics in Long Beach.
Yes, let's have the Winter Olympics on Long Beach, right on the beach. That'd right be on great. It.
In fact, there were athletes swimming in the beach to prep.
Yeah, so, it's an odd place to pull it off.
There is a hilarious Twitter account now that is keeping track of all the Sochi problems. It's literally called @SochiProblems. And they started like 3 days ago. It has 79,000 followers. You should follow it because it's so funny.
I really wish I could learn who's behind those. Like every once in a while, like remember when Pharrell wore like the Arby's hat to the Grammys?
Oh, yeah.
And then suddenly 5 minutes later, there's a Twitter account, Pharrell's hat. And they're funny. You know what I mean? Like, who makes those? Are they social media people? Is it just some random person? Is it someone like you and me?
They don't get paid, idea.
Right? It's not like Pharrell's hat Twitter account gets any money.
But some of this stuff is genius.
It is genius. I just regret, like, I'm not, like, the second I saw his hat, I should have just made the account.
You know, I'm going to leave her alone. There's a Pam Oliver's wig account.
Hey, now, give Pam Oliver a break. I mean, the King children are trying to sell his peace prize, and we are giving Pam Oliver
I am
hassle
working
about
on the
hair.
Sternly worded letter on that, and it needs to be finished today. I need to work on that when we finish this recording, because the King children will be getting a letter from me.
Martin Luther King's children are trying to sell his stuff.
His traveling Bible and his Nobel Peace Prize medal.
This is the same Bible that Obama was sworn in on. This isn't stuff you sell. This is stuff history. You put in a museum.
Exactly. So, yes, they will be getting some stern words from me.
Seriously, if you are a child of Martin Luther flipping King, you just sit around like, I'm going to just put this on eBay. You know, this Peace Prize, this Nobel Peace Prize, it's really just taking up space. I have to dust it
off. It's because they need money. His son... who does not really, MLK the Third, who I like to refer to as Trey.
Trey King.
Trey King. Trey does not have his dad's charisma.
Ooh.
Nor charm. Ooh. So I don't think he can really make a great living with speaking engagements. So he's probably broke, or because Dick, I mean, I can't figure out any other reason to want to sell his stuff besides money.
What are you gonna, man? It would be so hard to be like Gandhi's kid.
Actually, it would be, because Gandhi disowned his kid for not wanting to be celibate. But that's a different story.
Oh, that's a different story. I'm just saying, like, like someone amazing's kid.
Right.
Like, what do you do with that? Like, you know, Sean Lennon. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're going to keep putting out albums and they're just not that good.
You know what? If my dad or my mom was some, like, historical figure, I would just be the most mediocre person in the history of the world. I'd just be like, I can't compete, so I'm just not going to do anything.
Really? Yeah. That's your goal? Just aim middle?
I would totally be middle. I was like, man, I mean, I can't really win the race, so I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah,
maybe,
I mean, if,
maybe that's why Trey King is how he is.
I love that you call him Trey.
Yes, his name is Trey.
Little Trey from the neighborhood.
Right, Trey King. Like, I know him. Yeah, so.
Well, let's focus on people that are awesome and not people who are not awesome.
Yes, let us do that.
So, you know how I had that whole, like, crush on Kerry Washington for a while?
Yes, you have moved your crush.
It's over. It's over between me
it's
and Kerry.
It's over between you and Kerry. Oh, no.
Yeah. She stopped answering my calls. She got married. She got pregnant. I can't have any of it. So, I have to focus on the people that are reasonable.
To crush
if,
on.
If for me and my wife.
Right,
I make
right.
sure it's
a right, your wife is in on it. First of all, I think.
You gotta make sure they're achievable.
But it's because this person is Goddess Lupita Nyong'o. Yes.
Yes. Lupita.
Lupita is everything. Okay, so.
Lupita stays slaying every day.
And I must say, Ratchet and the Geek people. Okay, Lupita has stole my heart and we officially go together. Because
which is really awesome because you're straight.
Totally, right? I know,
yeah,
whatever.
I know
Lupita is like, she goes across all sexual boundaries and orientation.
Oh,
people
yes.
don't care. Like, women everywhere she's, are like, yes, we would totally go.
Everyone.
I wrote a stern, well, not a sternly, I wrote a love letter to Lupita. And she read
awesome.
It. She
that was
read
so amazing.
It. And she, like, tweeted me that I made her day. And then she posted it mm-hmm. on her Twitter account and on her Facebook fan page. I got my entire life. Like, y'all cannot understand. I was freaking out. Me and Lupita go together for real.
She is, what's great about Lupita is that she is charming. She is
yes.
effortlessly charming. Yes, she's a great actress. Yes, she's got a nice look. Yes, she's lovely. She does not go out in jeans. She is always ready on some kind of red carpet. But she's got a style that is kind of reminiscent of like an Audrey Hepburn, where it's just she's effortlessly the prettiest, most charming person in the room, no matter what room she's in.
Yes. You know what? I look forward to when she does wear jeans, but it's because we usually see her on the red carpet or an award show. I'm pretty sure she'll be the chick who's wearing mm-hmm. jeans and a sweatshirt and gym shoes and still be fly as ever. And I
yep.
love the fact that her hair is so short, but they do so much with it. Like, they straighten it, they put parts in it, and then, like, it colors it sometimes. She's
yes,
everything.
She has a TWA, right? She has a teeny weeny afro.
Yes.
She has a nice, tight little crop. But here's the thing. She'll roll in on the red carpet with a fake widow's peak, and you would think
yes!
to yourself, no one thinks that that's okay, and she pulls it off anyway.
Ted Gibson is our stylist. Ted Gibson is awesome. He used to be on, he used to do hair on What Not to Wear, which is another show mm-hmm. I loved, and I'm really sad it's gone now. But mm-hmm. Yeah, he's her hairstylist, and he whips her hair into shape.
Oh, yeah.
Even with locks, I only have three styles. She has a tiny yeah. fro and looks different every time we see her.
They are doing spray on edges, and it still works. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one else could pull that off.
Fact. This is
seriously,
fact. It was
there
impressive.
There are people everywhere that are wondering how they are doing so much with her hair.
She's
it's
fabulous.
Fantastic.
She's fabulous.
Yeah.
And then she, Vanity Fair is dropping their Hollywood issue. And they have six black people and six white people in this issue. It's the first time they've had this many people of color on their cover. And it's really impressive because Lupita's in the middle in a gold dress, and she looks like a walking Oscar.
And you can see her abs
through the dress. Okay, so I have to say that if I wear a tank top, you can see my abs through my dress too. But whatever.
Seriously?
My abs,
that's impressive,
dude,
I must say.
Go check out my Facebook fan page. I put up a picture when I was in St. Thomas, and people can see my abs through my tank top.
Okay, well, that's just showing off.
You know, that's my one thing of glory, okay?
I saw a CNN interview with Lupita, and she was speaking Spanish fluently. She was born in Mexico, speaks Spanish.
Yes, that's why she was called Lupita.
I know. I'm just saying.
She's
amazing. I'm just bringing the knowledge to the people.
She's amazing.
I think it's fantastic.
The woman
and
is
the best
a unicorn.
Part, I know people who went to school with her, and even those people think she's awesome. Because sometimes when you come up and then you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, they're like, yeah, well, she kind of mean. No, she's not. She's totally sweet, and everyone loved her.
Oh, she's a unicorn. I love her. And yes, so me, her, and Carrie, we are officially in a relationship. With each other, all three of us. I still love Carrie, even though her style during this pregnancy has been. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I don't think she's pulling off the pregnancy stuff. Actually,
no,
hey, you know,
she's gorgeous pregnant. I just think whoever's styling her is putting her in the wrong stuff. Like they keep putting her in tents. Put her in a nice fitted dress. Like she look. Come on.
Yep. Well, they're putting her in ponchos and stuff. It's just not necessary.
Yeah, it's not it.
Hey, you know who else I think is awesome? I'm getting kind of a crush on is Sasheer from The New Girl on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, let's talk about SNL. Yes. Okay,
she is really adding something, I think.
I only watched her first episode, and I thought they did overkill with her in that episode because they kept on throwing her in these random skits, even if she didn't belong. However, she's a really, really funny person. So I'm really hoping that SNL allows her to excel because she deserves it.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they hired two black women writers. And I think it shows up in some certain skits that they're having now that are very smart in how they talk about race. So.
Well, did you see? I saw the 28 reasons to hug a black guy today.
I cracked up at that. It was like, I forgot what one was, but 2 to 28 was
slim. No, it was like, 28 reasons to hug a black guy today. One, we deserve a chance.
Two
through 28,
slavery. I'm like, well.
And they were like 22, jazz. No, slavery.
That was funny. They get mad props for that. I was cracking up at the, at the dude when he was like, raise your hand if you want to hug a black guy, and everyone raised their hands.
Everyone
like, raise your
hands.
Hand if your ancestors owned slaves.
They were like, keep your hands up if you own one of us. Like,
oh damn.
Yeah. Who knew that white guilt could be so funny?
Oh, white guilt is always funny. Oh, good times. Good times.
Oh, white guilt.
Oh,
ah,
white guilt. Yes.
We're trailing off on white guilt.
Right. Like reminiscing of the good old white guilt. What?
Oh, yes. Remember those times? Oh, God.
Good times.
That's a story of fail.
Right. Story of fail. What is this? You know what? Honestly, Sochi Olympics is a story of fail for the next month. So, yeah.
We're going to have a whole pile of fail, actually. Unless DMX beats George Zimmerman
up.
Oh,
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
Let's not even cover it. It's fail.
Worst.
It's a whole big pile of fail.
I can't even. So, yeah. Mm-mm. Ah, shoot. Did I drop something? I did. Sorry,
this
listeners.
This is the blooper episode.
It
I'm going
to totally
keep
is.
Everything in.
Keep it. Shoot. This is what happens. Okay, so I just dropped my recorder. See, you guys getting behind the scenes.
Is it still recording?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right.
You guys getting the behind the scenes. It's been so long. Okay.
So, will it be another year before we record again?
Hey, okay,
I,
it
frankly,
was not a year.
Excited.
It was 5 months. Six. Seven. Yes, seven.
Seven, eight, nine, 12. Yeah, it was last year. But anyway, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's great. You're back. You look refreshed.
Yes.
You look tanned and from straight off the beach.
You know, I don't look tan no more because I've stayed indoors because this winter has been awful. I am so done with it. I am so over it. Over it. Mm. Over it. Done. Chicago can kick rocks.
What is it like right now? Right now, it's snowing here. It's about an inch of snow.
In Chicago, it is currently, I don't know, I have to check my app, because I would know, I haven't left my house in 5 days.
Have you seriously not left your house in 5 days?
Yes.
You are inside person.
7 degrees. And actually, that's pretty warm for us right now. So this is like a vacation. I should be outside barbecuing.
That is deeply uncomfortable.
That's what I'm saying. I need to make enough money so I can buy this winter house and go on House Hunters International for it.
Yeah.
That is my goal in life. I'm working just so I can buy a winter house.
We are looking for your YouTube channel.
Okay, first of all, my YouTube channel is pathetic. I have 7 videos
on there.
No,
I'm talking about
there.
The one where you're going to famous people's houses and penthouses as a Devereaux.
Yes,
that
a
needs,
Devereaux.
That needs to happen.
And I will wear like a boar. Yes. Oh, and like silk robes. Yes, I must get costumes for this.
You're going to be like what's her name? Bevy. Who's that socialite? Is it Bevy Smith?
Bevy Smith.
Bevy, I just see you kind of like rolling dresses. In with like the big church hat and the robe, you know.
Like, greetings, everyone. Welcome to my abode. It'll be so great. Yes. So when I get
Fantastic.
Money, I'm working on it.
Cool. I think that's a show.
Hey, yes. That I don't have to edit because I don't like video.
I will go and edit the show for you.
Awesome.
All right. Video. This has been another episode of Ratchet and the Geek.
Dude, you forgot social media tips. Fail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start over. I'll go with the radio voice.
Yes.
Well, Lovey, what social media tips do you have for the listeners this week?
Social media tip. Well.
Fail. So you don't have one ready. That's a fail right there.
Man,
make me feel
look,
bad.
How you know I have one ready? Just because I took my time answering the question.
Maybe it's the furrowed brow and the
You don't know my life. You don't know my life, okay? You do not know my life.
All right.
You had one. The BuzzFeed thing.
Oh, I look, did a fail. Blog post. Okay, I did a blog post, and the name of the blog post is "Here's 10 things I did before I wrote this blog post title." And what happened next will shock you. I am so sick of those kinds of titles right now. And I have friends that work for BuzzFeed. I don't want to disrespect BuzzFeed, but between BuzzFeed and Upworthy and Viral Nova, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. They're just taking old content, old blog posts, old pictures, old videos, stealing them effectively by embedding them, and writing stuff like, "This is the most unique sunrise you'll ever see." And then they hang there like, I got to click now.
It's
this
cheap.
This is a problem.
It's cheap.
It's very cheap.
And but people fall for it. But people fall
millions.
For it.
Yes.
Every single
awful.
Time. They fall for it every single time. So.
I think it's going to destroy the internet. And CNN's doing it now.
Okay. Yeah. And Huffington Post also is trying to do it too. Everyone's trying to replicate the BuzzFeed model of success. BuzzFeed is moving on to quizzes as a way to trap us, because they have trapped me there for many hours taking quizzes that's telling me that the rapper I am is Kendrick Lamar. I should live in London. In Harry Potter, I would be in Ravenclaw House. I have taken many quizzes on BuzzFeed,
and none of them make any sense.
No, but we still do it.
And
we are like, sheep.
I've actually seen rappers take quizzes about which rapper you are. And they're not even themselves.
Right. Kendrick Lamar probably comes up as Macklemore.
Yeah. You don't know. I'm not Wheezy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. No. I'm hoping one day the good content will come back instead of just cheap content. Because cheap is winning right now.
Well, good content's going to be behind a paywall if it comes back. That's the real tragedy.
I'm not paying for it.
No? Are you not going to make you're not going to make us pay for your content? Pay
you
a
know
dollar
what? Maybe. I don't know. Let
See?
Me take it back. You know, it's possible. Because, you know, if every one of my readers paid me a dollar to read my site every year, I would be so freaking rich.
A dollar a year.
A
That's
dollar
not a, lot.
A year.
You just got to figure out how to get it out of their pockets. That's the
right.
trick.
A dollar a year is nothing, but it would make such a difference in my life. But to them, it won't make any difference to their pockets. I would be totally rich.
Yep. I found, though, that when you try to do that, you end up with, 10% or 2% of people giving you the money that you deserve. It never turns into what you think it should.
But you know what? One thing I said I was going to do this year is I was going to write a book. I am hoping my audience will buy my book. Because the thing is, anything I actually ask people to pay for, I think it's valuable. Not because I'm doing it. But because that is just my motto in life, I need to make sure what I'm doing is valuable. I can't just be shooting the breeze all the time.
It's such a tough one because I've put out 10 years of free content, and anytime I ask for people to pay, it's a whole thing.
But your people content is so good. So the thing is, see, the problem is because we are living in this Kickstarter world where people are asking for money for any old thing now. Anything. So when the people who are giving you something of value are asking for money, sometimes you overlook it because you just got asked for money for somebody to go to Florida tomorrow because they want to go take a swim in the beach for no reason, even though they have money.
Yeah. There's a lot of that individual Kickstarter type stuff happening right now. And you know, you want to support everybody, but at the same time, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Somewhere. So.
Yeah. Hey. A tip jar. What about a tip jar?
Like a donate button on my website?
But call it a tip jar. You just say, you thought this was funny? Give me 25 cents or a buck or whatever. Plug it right into PayPal.
I like that.
Could be something.
I'm going to change my donate button to tip jar. I see it. I like it. I'm with it. Yep. Yes.
Lovey's, call it Lovey's Retirement Fund.
Lovey's Winter Home Fund.
See?
Yes.
Watch for more on House Hunters.
On House Hunters. Lovey edition. Devereaux. Yes.
Lovey Devereaux.
Lovey Devereaux.
Hi, I'm Lovey Devereaux. I'm doing my residency at Chicago General. You know, I'm a brain surgeon.
I'm brain surgeon. Like, they're like, oh, you know what? And I hope they don't ask me for specifics because I would fail. I'd be like, oh, you know, I work on the medulla oblongata most often.
the gray part of the brain.
Right. Yeah,
the gray cells.
The part that, like, looks wrinkled. Yeah, that's what I do. I do.
I specialize entirely in the lizard brain, just in the inner
oblongata part. It's a rare specialty. I'm one of five people in the world who does this. Oh my God, this would be awesome. Yes.
The problem when you lie like that is that, like, Murphy's Law is that this person will be married to the other person the expert in that thing. My husband is an expert in the medulla oblongata.
Oh,
yes.
And then I'll just be like, damn it. I have lost this conversation. And watch it be the realtor too that I'm lying to. And they're like, oh, we could totally give you a discount because, you know, you're part of our club. And I'm like, oh, man. Probably have to prove this, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
My life is random enough for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know everybody. You're one degree of separation from pretty much anybody.
Actually, I literally am now. I thought about that because now that, you know, Lupita knows me.
I love that you declare that she read your thing. She read your blog post, therefore, you're besties.
We are, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
and
it makes
perfect
sense.
The tragedy is that you're going to meet her before me, and that is unacceptable.
I think I'm going to meet her this month. Don't ask me how, but I think I am. I'm just putting that out in the universe, but yeah.
You suck.
I will let you know. You will see it on Instagram.
Unacceptable.
You will see it on Instagram if I meet her, but I think I am going to meet her this month.
You have a reason to think this, or you're just putting it out there?
I have a reason to think this.
Oh, you're killing me. See, nothing concrete,
but...
No, but this is where the tragedy of me... I'm never going to be invited to the Essence Black Women's Luncheon.
God damn it, how do you know these things? Like, I'm trying to work on it, okay?
And you're trying to get me invited?
No. I'm working on me going, okay?
I'm just saying that this is not going to happen for me. Therefore, I will never meet Lupita, so there you go.
Maybe Lupita would be at South by Southwest. You never know these things.
You know, you're spinning Lupita's name with a Spanish accent, and I respect you for that. You're not just saying Lupita, you're saying Lupita.
Lupita, yes. Lupita. Iñango. Yeah, people also can't pronounce her last name.
Yeah. You're busting out like the Spanish and then switching right into the Swahili pronunciation. Iñango.
Yes, she's amazing.
Lupita Iñango.
Wait, do that again.
you're like, oh, this is my friend Lupita Iñango.
Just like that. Yes, that is my friend.
You gotta mm-hmm. roll through. But you gotta make it real cash.
Right. Real casual.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, us stands, we are calling ourselves either the Lupettes, Lupitians, or the Lupistas. We're doing all three because we can't decide.
Lupistas?
You don't like it?
No, I don't like
Lupettes
any of that.
Sounds like a singing Lupettes group from the 70s.
Is too feminine because that doesn't give any space for
Lupitians,
me.
Lupitians, then. You are a Lupitian.
Lupitian?
Yes.
Maybe a Lupusher.
No. So pick your poison. I like to use Lupitians or Lupettes.
Maybe a Stan Yongo.
No, we can't use her last name because her last name can be punny when used. I don't know. One of my Kenyan readers emailed me and was like, using her last name for like the name of our stan club is weird because it can be a little bit punny. And so he, and you know, her dad is still an Inyango.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. So, well, I'm
Lupita's like she's going to be like Cher. Lupita's all she needs for the name.
Right. It's like, yeah. I'm trying to get to the point where one day people don't even need my last name. They'll just be like, Lovey. It's like,
you're getting there. You got the Google juice today.
Do I?
For Lovey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do have the Google juice. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, for Sheezy, yeah, any of the Loveys are counterfeit.
Don't you ever feel bad? Like, there's probably some Scott Hanselman out there who's just like a web developer and he just can't make it happen.
he can't prosper because here you go.
It's like, why can't I be great?
Why can't I be great? Because Scott Hanselman.
I'm just saying, there's another Lovey out there trying to make it happen in social media. And she's like, man,
you have to change your name on the scene. Speaking of random names and coincidences like that, so because I'm random and I stay up at night reading the most ridiculous things, I came upon this weird coincidence. So there was a woman, there were two women whose name was Patrice. No, Patricia.
Okay.
They have the same social security number. This happened in the mid-50s, right?
That's like a mistake, right?
Right. So they went to court to go fix it because they kept on getting mismatched for each other. Turns out both their dads' names were Robert. So they both had Robert Campbell as their dad's names. They both married people with the same name. They married a week apart from each other, too.
Okay.
It was like coincidences on top of coincidences. And both of them were Patricia and Campbell.
And they're not related?
Not related.
They're not like twins in the...
No, they didn't even know each other until they realized they had the same social security number.
That is weird. Some kind of computer glitch. Somebody like did an insert at the same table at the same time and then boom.
Yep.
What a mess.
It's an awesome coincidence. But yeah, randomness abounds.
Are there any other people with your name?
No.
Well, that's good. You got that going for you.
Lovey Ajayi, I'm the only Lovey Ajayi in the world.
That's hot.
Yeah, totally. I thought so. But then it also means my Google juice is so strong that I better not do nothing like commit a freaking crime because you would see my mugshot right there if you Googled me.
Yep, that's the thing. If you have a unique name, the second you do something like you're going to get pulled over for speeding or whatever if you had a driver's license. And there'd be like you. And then what do you do? Like, are you going to be one of the smiley kind of Justin Bieber people who are like, hey, it's my mugshot, but I'm going to be cute during my mugshot? Or do you look sad? And like,
if they're taking your picture, you might as well look as cute as you know how to.
I can just see you in the middle of the mugshot. Let me get my lip gloss. Like,
can I get my good side? Can you get my good side at least? No? Come on. I mean, it's going to be on Google. Yeah. I totally try to. They'll be like, you cannot do a side angle in your mugshot. But what? That is my good side. You guys are haters.
You'd be like Mariah. Like, you know how she's always trying to get her face shot from that one side?
Yo,
like,
that's no matter what she does. Right now, I have a good side. Totally.
Is that why you're leaning in like that?
I'm totally not leaning. Because that's not even my good side. Okay. Okay, this boom, you like it. Yup. Everyone has a good side. Okay.
Yeah, everyone does. That's the best cheekbone.
Right. That cheekbone, this cheekbone really
does. That's the one.
It really does what it can. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, that cheekbone has its own Tumblr.
Right. Loveyscheekbone.tumblr.com.
You know, it was F yeah, Lovey's
cheekbones. F yeah, Lovey's cheekbones. Yeah, I like it. Oh my goodness.
Well, yes. That's funny. About 30 minutes ago, I was like, this has been another episode of Ratchet and the Geek. And then we did another 30 minutes.
No, it was like 20.
it's awesome and it's good to be back and I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see you guys next month.
Tease.
Just like that. I burst his bubble.
It's all good, though. We'll get what we can. Ratchet and the Geek people, keep putting pressure on Lovey. It doesn't work, but it makes me feel better.
Shout out to Christoph who made that clock. That said, it's time for Ratchet and the Geek, and it has me and Scott's faces.
I will link to that in this show, so we'll have a picture of Christoph's clock. It's time for Ratchet and the Geek clock.
It's actually
up on
pretty
the
awesome.
Site.
I love that clock.
That's awesome. I'll put that up on the show.
Yes. Cool.
All right. We'll see you again at some point in the future.
Very soon, maybe. Who knows? All right.
give me your radio voice, or you want me to do it?
I don't have a radio voice, so you do it.
This has been another episode of Ratchet and the Geek.
Boom.